USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida is offering both financial and technical assistance to nursery owners in six counties to help them install water conservation practices. And a special sign-up is currently underway through May 20th for nursery owners in Lake, Seminole, Orange, Osceola, Polk, and Volusia counties. Juanita Pompano, University of Florida IFAS Lake County Extension Director and Commercial Environmental Horticultural Production Agent, helps explain what this program will do.
The latest cost share program is for replacing pad and fan cooling systems. And as you know, our greenhouses get pretty hot down here in the summertime. And one of the easiest ways to cool them is with pad and fan cooling. It's an evaporative cooling system. Sometimes it's called swamp coolers, where you have water trickling down one side, and on the other end of the greenhouse you have a fan sucking the air out, and that evaporation cools the greenhouse. This is a lot cheaper than using air conditioners, but both the systems can be used depending on what's required. Some plants require much cooler temperatures than we get in the summertime, especially orchids. To trigger flowering in some orchids, they have to have cool temperatures for a certain period, and greenhouse growers will either use air conditioners or some kind of pad and fan cooling. And even just to keep the temperatures at the optimal condition for foliage plants to grow in a greenhouse, you usually have to use some kind of evaporative cooling or some type of cooling.
Juanita says these improved cooling pad recovery systems can help growers save water and energy.
In the past, a lot of these cooling pad systems, they would just turn the water on, it would run down that wall, and it would just run off. And that was just completely wasted. So the cost share is really to provide a recycling system so the water running down that wall is just recirculated, so it's reused and not wasted. And then also the fabric or whatever, the material that they use for the pad can often get old and just kind of fall, and then it's not very effective. So you want to have a large area with a large surface area that's all wet that the air can move over. And so this cost share program replaces the material in that pad as well as that whole recycling system so that people can really upgrade the system they have in their greenhouse.
Interested nursery owners need to contact their local NRCS office to learn more. But again, you have until May 20th to apply. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.